This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Saddens to hear about our brother Tadeo. He was a great man of God. I'm blessed I got to meet him. He was here some years ago when he came back to Chicago. We were able to have him come, and he came and ministered here, and just had a great spirit. I'm blessed to be able to meet him because he was the founder here. So we definitely pray for his family. Let's pray for him, his family now. Let's do that. Father, we just thank you for Brother Tadeo, Lord, and his life, Lord, all that he did. Lord, all the beautiful years you gave him, Lord, all the ministry, Lord, that he performed through many countries, Lord, and how you used him, Lord. He was instrumental here in starting this church, Lord, 36 years ago, Father. So we pray for the family, Lord. We ask God you comfort them, strengthen them in Italy, Lord. Be with them during this time, Lord. And Father, we remember his life and honor him today, Lord, for all that he did for you. We thank you for this dear brother, Lord. So bless the family, we ask now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Praise God. So keep the family in your prayer this week. Amen. All right. So today is Communion Sunday. This Wednesday, actually two Wednesdays back to back, but officially last Wednesday, we began a new series called Life-Giving Relationships. And I was really blessed this past Wednesday. I hope you will come out and be a part of that. The Lord really spoke to me a while back about relationships, that we need to talk about relationships, and really a lot about family relationships, okay? So we've done that a little bit already in the 2 weeks that we have been studying. This past week, we talked about friendships, okay? Relationships we have with friends. Very important topic. I thought it was really good. We have a short video on it, and then we have material that we discuss. So we're going to kind of go over what we talked about Wednesday today, because I believe it's important that we do that, because many of you are not there on Wednesday and you need this material just as we do on Wednesday. It's important. So even today, as I was watching the TV, John Hagee, he started a new series on the family. I said, wow, Lord, I think you're trying to tell me that I'm on the right track. And he says the series is called Is Your Family in the House? Let me say that again. He says, and this is the title of his series, Is Your Family in the House? I thought that was pretty interesting. He began to talk about the family. So today we're going to talk about life-giving friendships, okay? In John 15, you can turn there with me. This will be an opening scripture. I have different scripture I'm going to refer to, and we'll see how far I get today. This will probably be a two-week message on this topic, as well as the topics that we cover on Wednesday. We're not going to rush through it. We're going to take our time so we can receive a lot from it. But in John 15, we read verses 12 and 13. This is Jesus speaking, of course. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." How many know that's a pretty important commandment today? That we're to do what? Love one another. But not just love one another like we do, but he says here, love one another like Jesus loved us. Can I get an amen? That puts a little more emphasis on how we love each other today. You know, our love is different than God's love. How many know that? You know, the agape love of God is great today. So we're commanded here, and in our friendships, I want you to think about this. How can we breathe life into our friendships, right? How can we have life-giving friendships today? Well, I think it starts with what we just read, is love. Amen? We must have love for our friends, for one another, right? Verse 13, he says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And how many know that's Jesus who did that for us, right? He laid down his life for us. We were his friends, right? And so in the same way, we must be willing to lay down our lives for one another. Or another translation says, even give up our lives. I don't think we'd be too crazy about that as we talk about this today. We're to give up our lives, right? We're to lay down. That means we really should help one another. Amen? You should really lay down your life for your friend, right? Give up your life at times for your friend. This is what we're talking about here. Jesus showed here strong affection for us. Amen? We want our friendships to be strong. We must also have what? Strong affection, where we really show how we feel for one another if we want our friendships to be life-giving, okay? How many know what you put into something is what you get back? Amen? So how you give into your friendship is how you will receive, okay? So we must remember that today. Proverbs, you don't have to turn there, but Proverbs 17:17a says, "A friend loves at all times." Thank you, I got one amen. A friend loves at all times, right? Doesn't mean a friend won't get on your nerves sometimes, right? It doesn't mean you may not disagree sometimes with your friends, right? But you know your friend loves you all the time. You might get mad a little bit, right? You might get a little bit upset sometimes about what we may do to one another, but you still, as a friend, you love at all times, okay? And this is the example of Jesus today. If we want our friends, we want strong relationship with our friends, right? With our brothers and sisters today, we must be willing to love at all times. Proverbs 27:17 says this, "Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." No amen on that one. It says what? Iron sharpens iron. How many know today you sharpen your friends? Amen? And they sharpen you. Right? You're supposed to what? Help each other. You sharpen each other, right? You make the countenance that you have, you know, your friends will help you to they hold you accountable. Let me say it that way. But sometimes we don't like that. How many know that? That word, we talked about it Wednesday, which is so important. Accountability, right? Our friends hold us accountable. How many know that? And that's important. We need relationships that we can be accountable to one another because we sharpen one another. We make each other better. Amen? And how many know your friends, they can do that with you? Your friends, right? Because you trust your friends, right? You have faith in your friends. You know that what they may say to you, even though it may hurt you, they may say it to just make you better, to help you, right? Not to hurt you. But somebody, some stranger on the street, you're not going to have that kind of relationship today. So iron really sharpens iron, and that is important that we understand that, okay? Now, how does this happen in our relationship? Well, Wednesday we talked a little bit about the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? We must have the fruit of the Spirit that are in Galatians 5. We're not going to go there for time's sake. But the fruit that we talk about, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, we're going to look at those things today. All those fruit of the Spirit are in our relationships. Amen? That's where we're supposed to see them. In our relationships, they should be evident, okay? In our relationships with our friends, with those we hold dearly today, okay? And these friendships must be centered on Jesus. Uh-oh, got quiet there. Our friendships must be who? Centered on Jesus, right? See, everything centers around Jesus, so our friendships must be centered around Him too. And when they are, you know what? We will have joy and life and healing in our souls. And how many know that's important today? God wants us to have joy, right? The joy of the Lord is supposed to be our strength. Amen. God wants us to have life, right? Life-giving relationships we're talking about here, right? Life in our friendships, right? We can have healing in our souls when we have these types of relationships that are centered around Jesus, not about us, right? It's about the Lord today. Amen. But here's the key that we talked about on Wednesday that many times we don't like to do. In James 5:16, we're going to look at this verse for a moment. In James 5:16, it says that we must confess our faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. All right, so in these friendships that we have, we should be able to do what? Confess our faults to each other. Amen? And when we do that, it says here that we will be healed, praise God, as we not only confess, but we what? Pray for each other. Amen? See, when we're able to confess to one another, then you can pray for one another because you know what we need, right? We know what, remember, we're sharpening each other, right? So when we're willing to confess, we are willing then to pray, and then God will bring healing, okay? How many know we need healing from time to time? Amen? Nobody's arrived today, okay? No one is perfect here. So confession, you've heard this before, confession is good for the soul, right? Now, of course, you must be careful who you confess with or to. Amen? How many know, most of all, you need to, number one, confess to God, right? Right? You have to make sure He knows where you're at. But there are going to be people in your life that you trust like this, that you have this type of relationship, that you can go to them and you can confess your faults, right? Your sins to each other and be then healed and restored, okay? God is in the business of restoration. How many know that today? God wants us whole. God wants us healed, right? The devil tries to destroy us, but God tries to put us together and make us healed, right? This prayer of this righteous person here, it says avails much or it's effective. How many know today we need effective prayer? So important that we have just not prayer, but effective prayer. A prayer that is fruitful. Can I get an amen? We want our prayer to bring fruit, right? And it can happen in these kinds of relationships. Now, again, the key is here is accountability, okay? Accountability is life-giving to our friendships. We must have that in our friendships, accountability. Life-giving friendships come when we experience what God's Word teaches us, okay? So today we want to look at a little bit about that is, what does God's Word teach us how we should be one with another? Okay, and we looked at this briefly on Wednesday. We're going to do it today. I want you to go with me to Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to look at a few verses there. I'm sure you've read these scriptures before. These are excellent scriptures for us today to look at. These are actually they're actually Christian graces or virtues that we must exhibit in our life with one another, in our friendships, in our relationships with one another. These are important things, and we'll see fruit. We'll be blessed when we allow these things to happen in our lives, okay? And accountability will be there when we allow these graces to come forth in us, or these virtues, okay? God will bring these virtues out of us today. So these are the things that we should be experiencing with one another in friendships, okay? We're going to look at Colossians 3:12. through 15. So, in verse 12, it says, these are put-ons. Let me say that to you. You're to put these on. Okay? Some things we need to take off. How many know that? But these things we got to put on. Can I get an amen? So he tells us here in verse 12, put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Are we the elect of God today? Amen. You're His beloved, right? This is for the elect of God, not just for anybody, right? He says, as the elect of God, holy. We're supposed to be holy, and we are beloved. We're loved of God. We're to put on, number one, bowels of mercies. Mercy. Can I get an amen? In our relationships, we must have what? Mercy. Bowels of mercies. It's even plural here, right? Must be a lot. Okay? How many know God has a lot of mercy for me and you today? Well, we must have the same. Bowels of mercies here with one another, okay? I like another translation in the Amplified. It says, clothe yourself with compassion. Can I get an amen? Clothe yourself with compassion. That's another word for mercy. We must have what? Compassion for our friends, right? We must have mercy for our friends. Another translation for the word mercy here is pity. I'm not crazy about that word, but it's another word. We must have pity or compassion or what? Mercy. This is something we have to do what? We got to put it on so that we can give it out. Amen. In our relationships, we must have what? Mercy in our relationships from time to time. Because how many know we make mistakes today? Hello. Even your friends make mistakes. How many know you make mistakes? I make mistakes, right? How many know we serve a God of mercy today? Right. So, as God exemplifies mercy to me and you in the same way in our relationships, in our friendships, we must have mercy to bring life into those relationships, okay? We must be willing to have mercy. This is the first put on that we see here in verse 12. Then he goes on to say we should have what? Kindness. How many like kindness today? You should be kind to your friends, amen? I know it tells you in Proverbs, I could have read it too, is a friend must be friendly. Amen? We talked about that on Wednesday. If you're not friendly, you're not going to have friends. How many know that? Again, what you sow, you reap. So as you are friendly, right? As you are merciful, as you are kind, right? People are attracted to these graces that we should have in our life. These virtues that God is working in us, right? Through His Spirit. So we're to have mercy and we're to walk in kindness with one another. That's such an important thing. Another one here says that we're to do what? In verse 12, we are to have humbleness of mind. Amen. Right? Humbleness of mind. Or the word for that, of course, is humility. Amen. We must have humility in our friendships, in our relationships. How many know today no one's any better than anyone else? Can I get an amen? Doesn't matter what color skin you are today. Doesn't matter what car you have or what house you own, right? We're all people today. We're all human beings, right? If we bleed, how many know we all bleed red today? Right? We're the same, right? So we must walk in this what? This humbleness of mind or this spirit of humility. That's such an important virtue today that we need to exemplify in our relationships, in our friendships today, okay? Having a mind of humility, right? Knowing that we are who we are because of God. Amen? God makes us who we are today, right? It's because of Him we have what we have today, right? Because God has been good to us, right? We have to walk in the spirit of humility all the time, and that will bring life into our friendships, into our relationships today. Amen. How many know pride will do the opposite? Pride will separate you from friends, right? If you have a big head or you think you're more special than others, right? I guarantee you'll have less friends. How many know that? Because that is something we does not attract us. It separates us, the spirit of pride. Okay? We have to be careful with that today. He goes on here to say meekness. We must put on meekness. Okay? How many know today meekness is not weakness though? Just because you're meek doesn't mean you're weak. You're not supposed to be a floor mat. If you're a Christian today, you're not just to be so loving and kind and just let people do whatever they want to, you know. That's not how our life is, right? But meekness is, another word, is gentleness. Amen? We must be meek or we must be gentle. We must have gentleness for our friends and our relationships, right? Sometimes we're too hard, right? There is a time maybe that we need to be a little tough, and we can be with our friends because we are, what? Accountable to each other. Amen? So there's a time and place for that. But for the most part, the virtue here that we're talking about is meekness, okay? Or gentleness. We must exhibit that. That will breed life into your relationships, into your friendships today, okay? Very important, praise God, that we have it. He continues here. Doesn't get easier. Okay? But we can do all things through Christ. Amen? Which strengthens us. Amen? You're going to love the next one. The next one is long-suffering. This is a real powerful word. You know the another word for it is patience, right? But I like this word because it really depicts what patience is in our life, right? We're to suffer long, right? Long suffering. Sometimes that's what we go through. Sometimes we have to suffer for a period of time, and it may seem like it's forever, but we must have what? Patience in our relationships, okay? In our friendships, right? Even here with one another at the church, we must exhibit a spirit of patience, okay? Another word for this is a good temper. Okay? You must have temperament, right? Which means what? You're in control. Can I get an amen? You have control, right? If Christ is in you, He's your Lord and Savior, He helps to what? Give us patience and control in our life, right? We should have a good temper, a good attitude, okay? We should not be one who flings off, you know, just so quickly, right? Somebody says something and you just lose it right away. That's not long suffering. How many know that, right? And it's not very, it's not a good witness when we don't when we exhibit that with others. We're not to be one who gets upset quickly or gets angry. How many know what the Bible says? It says, "Be angry, but what? Sin not." Right? Jesus got angry. How many know that? There was examples of him getting angry, but he didn't sin, right? He walked still in righteousness. So we must be able to do that today if we want our relationships to have life, okay? Full of life. We must have patience or long-suffering in our relationships one for another. It's not always easy, okay? But we can do it. With the Lord's help, we can do it. It's a fruit of the Spirit. We need the working of the Spirit in us every day, right? We need to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us today. Amen. How about verse 13? He says, we're to do what? Forbear one another. We're to be forbearing one of another. We need to bear with each other. Or another word we could say is put up. That may not sound that great. I got to put up with you. It's kind of funny, ain't it? The Lord said, I got to put up with you, even though I don't want to. Amen? We must be able to bear with one another. Sometimes we, even in our friends, our relationships, we get on each other's nerves. How many know that? But we have to bear with each other, right? That's really walking in patience again, or long-suffering, right? We need to have forbearance in our life. That's a very important virtue or Christian grace today that we must have if we want our relationships with our friends to be strong, okay? To have life in them, praise God. These all kind of are building here, as you're seeing, and they kind of, this is all preparation for us today for communion. This is really good today, okay? Then in that same verse, it says, not only are we to forbear with one another, we're to forgive one another. Not too many amens there. We're to do what? Forgiving one another. If any man or woman have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Right? So we must be what? One who forgives one another. If you have a quarrel, let me break this down a little bit. If you have a complaint with someone today, or maybe you have a grievance against someone today, right? God says you need to forgive. Amen. You need to let it go, right? You need to pardon is another word today for forgiveness, right? You need to be willing to pardon that person. Let it go. Pretend like it never maybe even happened. Why? Because that's what Christ has done for me and you today. He has forgiven us. Amen. He's pardoned us. So as Christ forgave you, so you must do the same. Amen. This is a very important virtue or grace that we must exhibit in our relationships. Okay? With your spouses. Hello. How many know sometimes you get on each other's nerves, right? You sometimes do something that the other is upset about, but how many know you have to forgive? You have to. Not, oh, I think about it. No. You can't say that. You need to forgive and restore and get healed up before you go to bed. Can I get an amen? Make that a point, okay? Don't go to bed mad. That's not a good thing, okay? So forgiveness is so important. And today you're going to have opportunity to do that. If you have aught in your heart today against anyone for whatever reason, God's going to ask you to forgive that person today. Amen? God's going to ask you to pardon them as Christ has forgiven us and pardoned us. Okay? It's so important today. Amen. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And here's the key with forgiveness. Freely. How many know your forgiveness from the Lord today was given to us freely? He didn't charge you, right? He didn't ask you for your credit card today, right? It was freely. Jesus went to the cross freely for us, right? For our sins, to make us whole. Well, it's the same way we can't say, well, I'll forgive you if this, okay? If you do this or you do that, then now you're putting some, you know, you're putting some things to that there. It's not freely anymore. How many understanding me? You're making it harder than it needs to be. And the Lord has not done that for me and you today. He says, I have loved you freely. I've forgiven you freely. So I want you to love and forgive others freely also. No strings attached. Amen. Okay? Very important here today if we want our relationships to be full of life. Amen. Then, he wraps it up here. Actually, he kind of puts it together. In verse 14, he says, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Amen. So he says here, above all, we must have what? Charity or love, or love must be over all these virtues. Okay? Over all these graces, right? It's love. All these things come forth or happen because of love. Can I get an amen? We must do all these things through love, okay? Not just because we know it's right, but it must be in our heart today that we do these things because of love, right? Love encompasses all these virtues because this is the bond of perfectness which binds all these things together in perfect unity. See, love binds all these things together. And with His love, we have what? Perfect unity. That sounds so good today. Can I get an amen? God wants us to have what? Perfect unity today. Amen. And it only happens, what? With His charity. With His love. Okay? That's what causes us to have this bond of unity, right? the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts. Amen. So we must always bring forth the love that God has given to us. All these things we're talking about here must happen, right? All this happens in and through this kind of love, His agape love today. Amen. And all of us could use some more of that love. Amen. We never have enough of God's love. It's all about His love today. Amen. It's His love that enables us to forgive. Right? It's His love that allows us and helps us to bear with one another. When our flesh said, that's it. When our flesh wants to just go away. Go out the door. Right? But it's His love. It's the love of God in us that causes us to do these things that He's called us to do. See, this is the Christian walk here that we're talking about. This is the Christian life. Not the fleshly life. It's the Christian life, right? That we have once we come to Christ and we allow Him to work in us and through us. All these things happen in our daily life with the Lord. Look at verse 15. We're coming to the last part of this. Amen. In verse 15 it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. We talked about peace earlier, right? This is such a powerful verse for us today. It says that we need Christ's peace, His peace, to rule in our heart and in our mind. Not just be there, but it must do what? It must rule in you. Can I get an amen? His peace must rule in your heart and in your mind. Amen. I was talking to someone this week about the peace of God, and I said, you know, since I've known His peace and walk in it, I can't live without His peace now. Amen. How about you? How many know the devil tries to come and steal our peace? Amen. But God says here, no. He says, this peace that I give you, it's God's peace. He says, it must rule in you. Meaning it should control you. Ooh, I like that. What? Peace. God's peace. Not anger, right? We should let anger control us, but His peace, right? His peace makes everything good. Can I get an amen? It must rule in us, in our heart, and in our mind. Wow, that's so many need to hear that today. Our world needs this in our world, right? Our world needs the peace of God. It would change people, amen? It's changed me and you, right? His peace, right? He says here, it's to the which also you're called in one body. Amen? He says here, you know, this peace that I've given to you is for you and it's for the body of Christ today. Amen? That we're to be called to peace. And if we have peace, we have what? We have unity one with another in the body of Christ. Amen? We must have what? Unity, right? We don't always see that in the body of Christ because we have maybe different doctrine and different beliefs and different things, but God has called His body, His true body, right? His kingdom to be agreed and to walk together. And only that happens when we have what? The peace of God amongst us, right? We must have that unity that He has for us, and it'll happen because of His peace. If we don't have peace, we don't have unity. How many know that? Right? It's a must. In any relationship today with your friends, amen, you must have peace with your friends today for you to have a strong relationship, okay? And then he closes in this verse and he says, and be thankful. We got to do what? We got to be thankful. How many are thankful today? Amen. That's something we must be all the time, right? Here's another word. Be appreciative. Appreciate, right? Appreciate, be thankful of one another. Amen. Of your relationships, praise God. Your friendships, amen. He says, be thankful for them. Be appreciative for them. Appreciate what? The body of Christ. Can I get an amen? Appreciate your brother and sister in Christ today. Oh, that's important, right? We got to be thankful for what God has given us today. That's something we got to put on all the time. Amen. We must have this what? This spirit of thanksgiving all the time. Because it's so God-like today. Amen. When we walk in thanksgiving, we're blessed. Oh, I don't know if you got that today. When we walk in thanksgiving, we're blessed. You have a good spirit when you're thankful. Hello. How many know if you're not thankful and you're unappreciative, your spirit is not good? How many know that? And people see it. Hello. And people will stay away from you for that, right? People don't want that. People don't want to be around people who, instead of are thankful, are complaining always, right? Who are murmuring. We know the children of Israel in the Old Testament, how they were, and God disliked it. He hated it, right? So He doesn't want us to have it. We must be the opposite. We must be thankful, praise God. We must appreciate what God has blessed us with. Appreciate our relationships today, amen. Appreciate the body of Christ, the church, right? All those that God has given us a relationship with, amen. Appreciate Jesus today. Amen. Right? Be thankful to God for Jesus. Be thankful to God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. We need the Holy Spirit so much in our life today. And if you see this today, as we've looked at all these different graces and virtues, it might be 11. I think I wrote down 11. I don't know if they're even up there for you today. But this is who we are today. Can I get an amen? This is what our identity. This is who we're supposed to be. Amen. This is who we are today in Christ. Amen. If we're in Christ, this is what is going to come out from our lives. Amen. And our friendships are going to be strong. Amen. We're going to be able to continue to bring life. We have to give life to receive life today. Amen. As you give life in your friendships today, you're going to receive that life back from your friends. And it goes for really all relationships today. How important it is that we exhibit these virtues and these graces, okay? This shows people that we know Jesus today. Amen? When we show these things, people know that, you know what? Something different about you today. Amen? You are Christ-like. Amen? How many know today, to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. We got to be like Christ. Amen? Christian means to have Christ within. Amen? If He's within, then He's going to show out from us. Amen? And we're going to have relationships that are blessed today that God wants for us. Amen? So, this is what we've begun to talk about in our relationships. And today I felt this was good to prepare us for communion. Now, this past weekend, the Jewish people, they celebrated Yom Kippur. Okay? And this coming week, Feast of Tabernacles will be celebrated. And as Brother Carlos announced, next Sunday we will talk about the Feast of Tabernacles, what that means for us. Amen? But this is interesting how it falls today with us having communion, that we talk a little bit, a few moments here about Yom Kippur, okay? It is another translation or wording for Yom Kippur is Day of Atonement, okay? It's a Day of Atonement, and this is a yearly thing that the Jewish people observe. And when this Day of Atonement comes, this is what they do. They have fasting, and I pray that we fasted today as we're going to have communion in a few moments. It's a day of prayer. Amen. We're going to have a week of prayer, right? And it's a day of repentance. This is what Yom Kippur represents. Fasting, prayer, and repentance. Amen. This is one of the high holidays, which includes Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year. Amen. And then also, of course, we know about the Feast of Tabernacles, okay? This is all in the Old Testament. It's in Leviticus 23. You can look it up, okay? The Day of Atonement is a sacred day for the Jewish people. It's a day that they practice self-denial. That's not a word that American people like today. How many know that? Self-denial. We must deny ourselves, right? Of things, amen? It's a day of self-denial on this Day of Atonement, right? It's a day that we fast and we put aside physical desires to concentrate on spiritual needs through prayer, repentance, and self-improvement. Amen? That's so important today. It's a time we put aside what our physical desires are. Amen? And how many know our physical body always is wanting more and more? But during this time of Yom Kippur, it's a time that the Jewish people dedicate their mind and their body and their soul to reconciliation with God. Okay? Not only with God, with our fellow human beings too, which we're going to do today in communion, right? We want reconciliation. Amen? Sometimes we need reconciliation for ourselves with God. Okay? We must get our fellowship right with God. Maybe there's some things that we need to ask God to cleanse us and forgive us. Okay? We are commanded to turn to those whom we have wronged first, acknowledging our sins and the pain we might have caused. Okay? This is what they do on Yom Kippur. It says, at the same time, we must be willing to forgive and to let go of certain offenses and the feelings of resentment they provoked in us, right? On this journey, we are both seekers and givers of pardon. I like that. We're not only what? Seekers, but we're givers. That's how we have life in our relationships today, in our friendships today. Amen? It says, and for all these, the God of forgiveness, He forgives us and He pardons us and He grants us atonement today. Amen. Jesus has atoned us for our sins. So this is a little bit just of what Yom Kippur is all about and what the Jewish people celebrated this past weekend. Amen. So I want to shift from this right into communion at this time. Amen. And the ladies are going to come and they're going to prepare us with a song, and we're going to have those who are downstairs to come up, and then we are going to celebrate communion together. Praise God. For it's a special time that we do once a month. Yes. Actually, what I read to you right now of Yom Kippur was on September's calendar in the back. Okay. And now, in the October calendar, there's information about the Feast of Tabernacles. So please look at that as you got your calendars today. Read it throughout the month to refresh yourself of what we just talked about. Okay? Amen. So I'm going to have the ushers can come. And they're going to pass out the sacraments. I'm going to ask you to hold them. And as we do the song, amen, sing the song together, then after the song, we're going to get together and we'll have communion together, okay? So hold on to your cup and your bread, amen, as they serve you. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to stand so we can sing the song together, amen, as you get your emblems.